GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com. Former state lawmaker, former secretary of state, current state auditor, friend of the program, Matt Dunlap. Welcome back into the spacious studio that we call 7A for the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. It's been a hot minute since you've been on with us.
Yeah, it's been quite a while, hasn't it?
Mm. Yeah, I hadn't seen you in person in some time.
Yeah, well, it's good to be back.
It always is.
And we're talking to you because we're reading the headlines and hearing that you may be considering a run for Congress in Maine's 2nd CD.
Yeah, something that people have talked to me about for quite a while now, going back even long before I was out of office as Secretary of State. I have always kind of brushed it off. You know, it's always easy to suggest to someone else that they, you know, feed themselves feet first into the political wood chipper of a campaign, you know, but, you know, these are very, very dangerous times that we're in. You know, the war in Europe, the war in the Middle East, potential for war in Asia. The economy is not going the way we want it to. And, you know, I don't care what your politics are, you know, they're just strange times. And people have talked to me about this, like I say, for quite a while. And I thought, well, let's put some feelers out and see what people have to say about it.
Okay. The feelers are out. What are you hearing?
Very positive feedback. And I think, you know, a lot of it is because, you know, I've got 30 years worth of goodwill that I've been building up, helping people out with things and working for folks. And people are not happy with the situation in Washington at all. Because, you know, Congress is really not doing very much of anything, certainly nothing productive. So, you know, I think certainly among my Democratic friends, they're pretty enthused. And a lot of my, you know, moderate and conservative associates are saying the same thing, that this may be the time.
How do you begin to fix it if you've got a seat in that big chamber in Washington?
Well, that's the operative question, isn't it? You know, and when I first ran for the legislature back in 1996, you know, knowing nothing about the legislature, people say, what are you going to do down there? And I was like, well, I'm not really sure. I know that I'm going to work hard and I'm never going to cast a thoughtless vote and I'll be able to answer for all that. And you don't know what's going to approach you. I mean, you know, you think about, you know, the time that I've been in public office, you know, I would never have predicted some of the things that I've worked on. Things in the legislature, like the lifetime hunting and fishing license, the Atlantic Salmon Commission, the whole issue of listing Atlantic salmon, because I chaired the Fish and Wildlife Committee for 6 years. You know, the whole issue, the issues that emerged that led us to create the Government Oversight Committee and the Office of Program Evaluation, my time as Secretary of State dealing with Real ID, ranked choice voting, trying to run a presidential election in the grip of a global pandemic. You just, it's like being a shortstop, George. You have to be able to, you know, field the ball that hit to you, you know, and you, it's hard to say what's going to come your way. I know that I have experience, I know that I have knowledge, and I think I can put that to work for the people of the 2nd District, if it comes to that.
Well, as my good friend Dr. John Winken used to say, I got a shortstop that's afraid the ball hit to him. Yeah. You're not afraid to take the ball when it's hit to you, and you never have. We've been down the road here with so many different things, as you've just alluded to.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the my body of work, as I was doing another broadcast the other day with some fairly conservative folks, and they, you know, off mic, they said, you know, the thing about you is that you've always been fair to everybody, you know, and that's, I think, a trademark I have, which I think helps me, especially when we get to the whole issue. Assuming that I do this, that's still up in the air. I have not made those. First of all, I think it's important to put on the record that I love my job. I love being state auditor. I have learned so much in the last 5 years, things I never would have dreamt of, you know, and I work with some incredibly committed, kind, intelligent people. So that's a factor I have to weigh in all this as to whether or not I go forward, is leaving that behind. But, you know, I think this could be an opportunity. I have to think about it. You know, it's not, like I say, it's not settled. You know, I have to work this out with my neighbors, people I hear from, my own family. There's a, you know, I've done this before. Thank God everybody's forgotten that star-crossed campaign of 2012.
We haven't.
No.
We remember.
Yeah, but it was a great thing to be a part of, but it does take out about 90% of the marrow out of your bones when you run for public office, because it's 24 hours a day. You're always under a lot of stress. So you don't jump into that fire very easily. But there is the opportunity to help people, and that's something I really care about. You know, so I think I would certainly be somebody, if I was in there, that I would work for everyone.
Michelle okay with this?
She's thinking about it. You know, look, when I talked to her about running for Senate, and that was not a bad idea, you know, as we all remember how that turned out. Olympia Snow dropped out. Angus King got in. That was the end of that. But, you know, in the early days when I talked with her about it, that first conversation, I said, well, what do you think? Not someday, but now. She actually got up and walked out of the room. And that was the end of that conversation for several days. So she eventually did come around. She was my rock through that, especially when things started going sideways. So you really need your family to be a part of this. That's a big decision point.
You haven't been out of the headlines.
No. I don't look for trouble, George. It just finds me.
The main office of state auditor, which you qualified for, and I was impressed.
Eventually.
Well, I was impressed how you did that. Revealed a lot of problems, and maybe you can address that. And here you are, perhaps running for CD to Congress.
Yeah, and I think, you know, anyone listening would probably say, geez, I didn't think the Office of State Auditor was much of a jumping off point for a higher office. And that really has nothing to do with it. You know, the Office of the State Auditor, when you talk to people in a crowd, right, and you say, what's your first emotional response to the word audit? They'll usually say fear. I mean, people think of tax audits, mm-hmm. right? There are lots of different kinds of audits, and we do primarily financial audits of the state's financial documents, and we do the compliance audit piece and the single audit, looking at all those federal grant and award programs, making sure that state agencies are following the rules properly. We do this every year. Our folks have been a little surprised at the reaction to at least one finding in the audit, dealing with procurement and contracts, which has been in the headlines. And we did find a material weakness in that, which for people who are accountants listening, you know, you hear the words material weakness and you sit up straight because it's not good. The whole point of the audit is to help the agency improve their functions. You know, we have found these weaknesses. You need to work on these things. We did not find any misspent money. We did not find any questioned costs. But there was the risk for those things, and that's why you have an audit, so you can go forward. The great thing about this attention is it has brought a lot of focus to the work, and we've had lots of conversations, not only with the legislature, but with the public about what we do. I'm sure a lot of people didn't know we had a state audit function. And even in Old Town, I go to the grocery store, people I haven't seen for a while say, hey, what are you doing these days anyway? I haven't heard anything about you. It's like, well, you know, and I was always joking, you know, Rick, that the great thing about the work I do is it's important. I work with good people. And the best thing of all, no one knows if I'm dead or alive. Well, they know now, you know. So it's given us that chance to talk about this in detail in a way that I hope people understand what we do in state government. You know, we man the ramparts. We are watching on behalf of the taxpayers to make sure that those dollars that people earn and then pay in their state and federal taxes are being used the way policymakers describe. And that's our function.
Here on Augusta Waterville's news talk station, VOM. Yes, David, thank you. I'll ask him in just a moment. I'm talking with the Honorable Matt Dunlap. I say that because former state lawmaker, former Secretary of State, current state auditor, talking of a possible run for Congress in Maine's 2nd Congressional District. The incumbent, understanding that you would likely run as a Democrat, the incumbent in the past hour and a half released a statement in that they would be running for re-election to the second CD, not for the Blaine House. In some news accounts, I haven't heard or seen you address the incumbent.
It's not about him. It's not about Jared Golden. You know, I've known Jared for many, many years. I know that people are not happy with his approach, certainly on my side of the aisle. And, you know, I think that's partly what's fueled the very positive reaction to the people that I've heard from. But, you know, when I my wife's reaction when I asked about running for U.S. Senate was not unique. I had some very close friends that I really wanted their impression. And I said, what do you think? And these three people in particular all said the exact same thing. really? This has been diametrically opposite. People have said, I'm in 110%. You'd be great. Whatever I can do to help, tell me where to send the check. That's not exactly what I expected. It's like, I expected to hear, are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure you want to get into a primary with, a three-term incumbent? I didn't hear that at all. And Congressman Golden has a record. He can run on that. And I have a record that I can run on too. And if I decide to go forward, that'll give people a choice. And what I'm concerned about is where we are. You know, I spoke at a group function down in Southern Maine in December. I was asked to go down there because I was told, people are sort of hit sideways with the election results and they're concerned about the Project 2025 document. Can you come down and address us? And I said, sure, not being prepared for what I saw. They got an auditorium. They use it as a fundraiser for a local food pantry. They sold out. They had to stream it online, over 250 people. And I think, one of the things I remember, I've talked about this a little bit, many, many years ago, the Penobscot Times up in Old Town, it's now out of print, but they used to do the old news, right? And they had a story from 100 years ago. This would have been about 1905, and there's an economic downturn. And the editorial said, it's up to the people here to fix this, to right the ship. No one's going to come save us. And I kind of reiterated that to the crowd. It's like, look, if you're looking to Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries, you may not be putting the focus where it belongs. I mean, you're already doing the right thing. You're showing up. Look to your right, look to your left. That's who's going to fix this, the people who show up. And, I think the theme here is that we are the leaders that we're looking for if we want to get America's credit rating back to where it belongs in the AAA status. Again, what's happening overseas, what's happening with the economy. And, they are implementing Project 2025, and maybe people think that's a great thing. I happen to think the Federal Reserve is not a bad institution to have around. I mean, doing away with the Department of Education, one of the first official acts of the administration was to rename the Gulf of Mexico. I'm not sure that's what people voted for. And I think in that vein, you can't sit by idly and say, well, someone else will take care of it. And that's why I'm thinking about doing this.
Last question I probably get a chance to ask. Jared's announcement today, Does that push you to a faster announcement for yourself?
No, I have to maintain my own timeline. First of all, if I decide to do it, I have to put together the infrastructure. You need to have, the office supplies. You have to have the website. You have to have positions drawn up and ready to put out. You have to have a place for people to contribute and be a part of a campaign. I don't have any of that right now, and that'll take a little time to put together.
You haven't formed a committee?
No, this is just me right now.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you see that the members of the committee that would be your committee have already come to you?
Oh, many people have come to me.
Yep.
Yeah, many people have approached me and some very prominent people, which, again, that was not what I expected.
Matt Dunlap, possibly running for Congress in Maine's 2nd CD. When you do make a decision, could we have you back in again?
I always love coming here. Of course.
We clean up the place.
Yeah, you do all right.
Thank you. Well, Felix Unger does. Oscar Madison doesn't.
Yeah, well, you keep it nicely appointed for the Maine Outdoors on Sunday night at 7 o'clock.
Sunday nights at 7 o'clock here on The Voice of Maine. GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.